Well, Washington has no intention of ending its so-called war on terror, with a White House spokesman saying the president has not yet made his decision over troop levels in Afghanistan. Take a look.
The United States says it is undecided over troop levels in Afghanistan after the planned withdrawal in 2014. White House spokesman Jay Carney has revealed what the U.S. troops' future mission will be in the war-torn country.
We will entertain a continued presence in Afghanistan that would focus, if there is a continued presence, on counterterrorism operations and training of Afghan forces. And that's continued beyond the 2014 deadline, when we will wind down our participation in the war in Afghanistan.
This clearly contradicts Washington's earlier claim that it's going to end its combat mission by 2014 and that American troops will stay in Afghanistan only to train Afghan soldiers. Carney's remarks confirm earlier reports by the Wall Street Journal that Washington plans to keep nearly 10,000 American troops on the ground in Afghanistan after 2014. Meanwhile, Afghan President Hamid Karzai has reportedly given the U.S. the green light for its military presence. The agreement is a reminder of a deal made between former U.S. President George W. Bush and his Pakistani counterpart Pervez Musharraf a decade ago, as part of Washington's so-called war on terror. The U.S. has unleashed assassination drone attacks on Pakistan's tribal region ever since, killing many civilians. And after 10 years, the U.S. has expanded its drone strikes to other Muslim countries such as Afghanistan, Yemen, Somalia, Iraq, and Libya. To add insult to injury, the administration of U.S. President Barack Obama is drawing up a formal rulebook to justify its drone strikes. This, as rights and peace groups opposed to their targeted killing program say the U.S. has already violated international law by carrying out the drone operations.
Joining us on the line from Virginia now is Professor Shah Mahmoud Hanifi. He's with the James Madison University. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Professor. Now, it seems after the 2014 quote-unquote withdrawal, it's going to be business as usual for the U.S. troops in Afghanistan. There are going to be night raids, counterterrorism operations, except for it's not going to be under a U.N. mandate. Now it will be under a bilateral agreement. Wouldn't you agree?
Most definitely. And the specific nature of my agreement has to do with a continual pattern of legal and semantic and really kind of propaganda maneuvering about what this withdrawal really entails. There's a extremely blurry line between official troops and subcontractors, for example, that will render any formal withdrawal actually quite the opposite in practice in important regards, such as with reference to night raids and the use of drones.
So what does this mean for Barack Obama's promise of ending combat missions in 2014? This is just lip service to American voters now, isn't it? Because things on the ground for Afghans are not going to change at all.
Again, I agree, and would only expand on the more or less hypocrisy or contradiction between his earlier, let me say, first of all, whatever Obama says publicly has to do with domestic politics in the first instance. And in terms of the U.S. domestic political calendar, there's a stark contradiction between Obama's first election campaign based upon getting Afghanistan so-called correct with a so-called surge of troops and the absolute reversal of his rhetoric in calling for a withdrawal of the same troops that he originally based his campaign upon.
And so just apologies for interrupting you there. We're running out of time. What does this mean for Afghans' hopes and inspirations for peace, stability, and independence?
In the first instance, I think it's very important for Afghans and Afghanistan locals to be wary of the international system in its various guises, whether there's a national flag involved, such as U.S. diplomatic negotiators, or international organizations such as the UN or the International the National Committee for the Red Cross. It's very important to for Afghans in Afghanistan to remain grounded and loyal, in fact, to local institutions and local communities rather than institutions and forces of the occupation.
Okay, let's hope that's the way things move forward. That was Professor Shah Mahmood Hanifi with the James Madison University joining us there on the line from Virginia. Professor, thank you for your insights here on Press TV.